The Transportation Department's former Chief Technology Officer, Maria Rote, is using her experience to guide the Small Business Administration down the road to citizen engagement. Here with more about what the SBA is doing to modernize and improve management, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, good to have you back here on the air with us today. And what is going on at SBA? They have a new administrator sworn in.
They do. Linda McMahon just got sworn in on Valentine's Day, and SBA has seen a couple other changes recently. Maria Rote, their new CEO, she's not new to federal service, but she is new to SBA. Rote used to work over at the Transportation Department as its Chief Technology Officer, but she's been with SBA since around October and gave a sort of status update this week on what the agency has done and what she's doing to improve service to internal and external users. And one of the things you might have noticed if you've been to SBA's website in the past month is that it's a whole new front page.
Well, I haven't been there, but I guess Maria Rote is going to tell us about it right now.
Yes.
About a month ago, we did an update on our website to make it more responsive, to make it more flexible in a mobile environment. So at least the homepage to start with now is more responsive, more flexible, and easier instead of a standard website that's been around for a while. So we're trying to make those changes to that. And the team has a roadmap. So the digital service team is engaging and laying out a roadmap for SBA. What are those services the citizens need? How do they want to use it? How do they use our services? And understanding it. So we have a roadmap now that's laid out through this year for upgrading and transforming the SBA.gov for those of you that use the site to apply for loans, to apply for any of the programs around small businesses. So we're working hard on that piece of it.
That was Maria Rote, SBA's new CIO. And it's interesting because SBA, it's not just for people who are in the federal government to come find information. SBA really has to deal with just the general public. And so you go to the front page and it's always been a little bit colorful, but now it's like a lot brighter and easier to use and navigate because you might just be a small business owner who doesn't know all the legal jargon or where to go for certain things.
In many ways, I think of the SBA site as similar in some ways to the FCC site.
Yes.
Where you have a inside audience. I mean, mm-hmm. SBA small business owners, people doing business with the government using small business contracting, people trying to get loans.
Yeah.
So they want rules, they want loan information.
You also have some first timers, though, that need to be able to find that information to get inside. So
yeah, and FCC, which did this a few years ago, same issue. A lot of inside knowledgeable users, mm-hmm. but how do you serve them and also serve the general public that doesn't understand all of the
right,
structures and rules and so forth that govern those systems.
Right. So Rote says she also wants to develop a consistent look and feel across SBA's website so that users get what she called a unifying experience when they visit the site. In that same vein, Rote said she's also looking at applications running across SBA systems and how they are talking to each other. Here she is again.
We do have separate systems right now. We have separate systems for tracking whether somebody's interfacing with, program A, program B, program C, program D. And there's different customer information in all of those right now. And being able to look across all of those so that we understand it's, the same customer, but they're using multiple programs. We don't have a good handle on the identity management piece so that when somebody's coming in, we are working on that. I recently hired a CTO. He's been on board. I have a lot of my team is new. They've been on board less than 2 months. And I've got a CTO, and he's actually working on that, so you know who's coming in. So on the front end, you've got that identity management piece of it, but behind the scenes that we can see, which programs a business is applying for, any of those myriad of programs that we have.
Maria Rote was also saying, it can get frustrating when you're a small business owner and you have to keep reapplying in all your information every time you move to a different tab. And so that's what's something that they're working on. They also want to protect your information so someone just can't come in and poach it. But this way, if you fill out your forms here, you don't have to go to the next page and do it all over again. So she also mentioned her workforce. Another thing she did since she's been here in October was bring on an employee before the hiring freeze, she told me, who has data expertise. And his job is to understand how that data moving from program A to program B and so on moves and is also used across SBA systems.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and that's interesting what you say about the workforce. My sense of SBA is that like a lot of highly specialized agencies, HUD, mm-hmm. you get this, and labor, you get this. long-standing workforce because they are pretty much committed to that particular mission.
Right.
So she's trying to shake things up a little bit, it seems like.
A little bit, and kind of just bolster what she's already got. You have a lot of career people who are working in agencies like that, but you do have to address modernizing systems, and so you do have to bring on people. And yes, there is a hiring freeze right now, but she said she's hiring up some people, and there will be vacancies, but the whole goal is to just improve across the board, the workforce. She said the SBA is also in the process of moving information out of its one data center into the cloud, which will help engagement with internal customers and external customers. She said it will probably be like a hybrid cloud architecture, not necessarily one. And she said SBA is also merging its two GitHub sites into one. They have a public and a private one that they're going to combine.
So now she's really getting a chance to exercise what she's learned as CTO at different places, military
yes.
and civilian. And great to see her as a CIO of a small agency, but there is that command you have as the CIO position. Now, here's the question. Did Ms. Rote say anything about the new administrator, Ms. McMahon? Have they had any interaction yet?
Right. I asked her about that, and she said about a week ago she had a briefing with Linda McMahon on IT issues, but it is the transition right now, and the administrator also has a lot of things in plates that she's spinning right now. But Maria said, yes, I have talked to her, but probably down the road they'll do some more.
Not that big an agency, but so it's easy to get your arms around, I guess, relative to if you come into Homeland Security or something.
Yeah, you come into something like VA or OPM. Yeah, there's a lot. It's very broad and wide. And so that's what's good about SBAs. It's a little bit smaller, one of the smaller large agencies, so that everybody can work together and know what's going on.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story online at federalnewsradio.com.